Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence, scanning of the face. We are here with Wayne Liu. He has been Chief Growth Officer and President of America's at Perfect Corp. And this is a company that's created a really fascinating facial scanning technology that is super fast and super effective, and it looks at like 14 different parameters. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. K, for having me. I'm very excited to talk about our technology with a professional.
So. Yeah, I heard you lecture at Octane, which was the aesthetic tech meeting, looking at innovations coming in our industry, and I actually have known about your technology for maybe 2 years earlier since I put you in a bunch of my AI lectures. Yeah. And kudos to you. I thought your technology was the best thing that's out there. It's the only thing that's out there for facial scanning right now. Yeah. And it's super fast. So tell the audience a little bit about what the technology does.
Yeah. So again, thank you for having me. So Perfect Corp is a technology company. We've been in the business for about 8.5 years. So the interesting about our technology is really we are really technology served for the beauty industry. So we start with the makeup. So we are using artificial intelligence and augmented reality for you to do the free, like a try on makeup. So you can try any kind of makeup. And then, so we get into the skin. So that's the one that we are talking about today. So basically it's the AI power skin analyzer. Mm-hmm. So we are using lots of data, you know, to make sure we are inclusive, we have good coverage. So far we are using like a 70,000 data point, which means a meaningful, the curated image. Okay, so we have a machine to learn. So the machine learn, we train the machine, so the machine can learn right now is like a 14 different concern. So once the machine scan your faces, it will come out in the 8 second, come out with your result, the skin result. So we give a numerical numbers. So the number actually is based on the your peer group, because it's AI, it sort of can recognize your group. So we come out with the numbers. Of course, from 0 to 100, but the average is 75. So you can see how your skin score in the different category. Mm-hmm. So that's it's a basic, you know, it's just and you don't need any special machine. It's just your iPhone, your iPad, even your computer camera can do it.
Well, right now it's not an app that people can download. You have to actually get the software. Right.
Yeah, so actually it's a non-professional version. It's in our public app called You Can Makeup. So you can try it.
Wait, how do you spell that?
It's a You Can, YOUCAM, like a camera, You Can Makeup.
Makeup. So if you can try the non-dermatologic quality.
Yes. So that one is more like for fun. Okay? Yeah. But serve the same function.
Yeah. So it's so interesting. So in 8 seconds, it'll scan your whole face and look at really features that we look at in skin analysis. So
yes.
For example, hyperpigmentation, redness or rosacea, fine lines and wrinkles, pore size, tone, texture. What am I missing?
Dark circle.
Under eye dark circles.
Yes. And then more to come.
More to come. Yeah, I can't wait for the day when we can look at facial volume changes, sagging, and like interventions that we can do in plastic surgery.
Yes.
So do you see that coming?
Yeah, it's coming. Because as I say, the good thing about this technology is it's machine learning. Mm-hmm. It's AI. So as long as we have a meaningful and sizable data, we can train. Mm-hmm. And then with our technology on the visual, like a display, is really good. So that's why based on the training, based on the data, we can using like a visually to represent it.
Yeah, so interesting. Yeah. So you initially partnered with beauty brands and retailers, including L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, Target, and I saw his software on Charlotte Tilbury on her TikTok, so go check it out because you can see like how fast it scans the face and makes a recommendation for what products are going to be good for your skin.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that going to change how we interact with skincare when we're buying stuff?
I think the most important thing here is, I think two most important things. First is education. Mm-hmm. Because usually, you know, as a consumer like me or as a patient, sometimes we get vulnerable when we step into this the skincare world, right? So we don't know how our skin condition is. We don't know what the product we should use. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, sometimes we go to doctor, like a Dr. K, but sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. You just try to figure out. So this type of AI, analyzer, give you some idea of how your skin look like. Mm-hmm. That education part is really important. And then also the second part is to empower you to make a sound decision, because you know, okay, so right now, like if I do a scan, I may have a, you know, under eye, dark circle. So I know. So that empower myself, I can make a choice and I can do before and after to see how this the product works or the procedure works. So that's why education and empowerment is really the two keys.
It really is. I think many of us in aesthetics have Vizia or facial scanning Canfield technology in our offices, where you can take a photo of the patient and it'll do that whole analysis that shows you all the UV damage, underground skin changes. So, but this is going to be revolutionary because Vizia costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And all of the technologies out there, not to point fingers at one, they all cost like 20 grand.
Yes, yes. So that's exactly. So just like all these disruptors.
Yes.
Like Netflix, right? Netflix come out and then,
More Blockbuster.
Yeah, Blockbuster come. So usually the disruptor has some special characters. First is the technology is really super.
Yeah.
And then also it's easy, accessibility, right? It's easy to get in. So in our cases, you can get a non-professional version, like for free. And for the professional version, it's really like you do a subscription.
Yes.
Okay, so just like a Netflix, you subscribe it, like a couple of $100 per month. If you like it, you continue. If you don't like it, you cancel it. And then also the important thing is on the sustainability side, because it's just a software. It just install into your iPad or even iPhone.
And you can upgrade it all the
time. Yeah, you can upgrade it. You don't really need to buy the machine because of the carbon dioxide emission, all kind of things. So that's why I guess and the use of disruptor is we let this technology to be accessible for everyday people.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, because not only can a patient out there, a consumer out there, scan their own face and come into the doctor because they have concerns, but then estheticians and skincare providers, dermatologists, plastic surgeons, we can give some real reporting to the patient.
Yes.
And then we can suggest some products, go home and see improvement, because you get a score. You get ranking, like maybe you're a 50 and then you get up to a 75, you're getting a lot of skin improvements. But I think the quantification of being able to analyze the skin is critical, because right now we're all exhausted by skin influencers, people who don't know what they're talking about, making beauty claims. And there's not a lot of evidence-based treatments in, when we go to Sephora and the beauty store. So to be able to see, like, products that really change the skin, that's one of my pet peeves, because I hear these studies that so-and-so company says that 90% of women saw a change in their skin quality in 30 days, And then these women were getting a free bottle of skincare. These women did not have eyes like a computer scanning their faces. So imagine what those advertisements will change into.
Yes. So that's why I think, it's a moment of truth, because the brand actually also want to know if
their product works.
So that's why lots of brands actually embedded our technology into their website. So first is the customer coming and scan and know where their problem is. And then they are very confident the brand are very confident about their product. So they ask the customer to come back and then scan again, after that. So far, actually, it's pretty good. We have lots of a case study on our website.
Yeah.
So you can see the real cases. So that really, this is more like a proof of your product is working. And then you're using AI. It's non-biased, right? Mm-hmm. Just show you the number and see if it works.
I would love to have that for my skincare brand, be able to show the vitamin C serum, which is amazing, that it brightened you up this percentage, or the brown spots diminished. I think that's so valuable. And right now we have old-fashioned photography that does that, and then this very expensive imaging systems that do that. So it's great to have like that in between.
Yes, yes.
Talk about augmented reality. What is augmented reality, and how does that apply to facial analysis?
Yeah, so augmented reality actually is two part. One is augmented, another one is reality. So first, reality is your faces. And the augment part is really, we talk about the skin analysis, right? So like a 30%, 40%, or all these numbers. So we pretty much superimpose all these the skin condition on top of your faces. Mm-hmm. What does that mean is really, you can see. So for example, I have I talk about under eyes, dark circle. So actually I see the line, like a color line under my eyes, and show me where the problem is and how serious it is. So that's why that's using AR, augmented reality, to more like educate, to show you how your skin look like. And also it's live. If you move, the line move with you. So if you have some kind of the wrinkles, actually show. So we're using color code. I believe wrinkle is a green. You'll see lots of green. And then the moisture is, you see a map. It's like the dryness map. So some of, if you are very dry, I think it shows like a orange. So it's like a mapping. So that's why it's very easy to understand your skin condition by using AR.
Yeah, that would actually be awesome if I could wake up in the morning and scan my skin real quick and then know that I'm having a really dry day or really oily day or really day that I need to prevent some breakouts by yes. using this right product. And you know, how fun would that be to have a magic mirror? We should work on a mirror.
Yes, yeah, the magic should. Mirror. And then right. put it into your bathroom and then
exactly.
you can see.
Exactly, and then yes. turn it on and it's like, oh my gosh, we have a breakout coming. We have redness in the zone,
yes.
oiliness over here.
Yeah, Dr. So K is very creative, right?
Yes.
So you get lots of good ideas.
That's
so.
Coming. That's
yes, coming. We're patent for it.
That's right, you heard it here. are you an AI lover? Do you have favorite AIs right now?
Yeah, of course. You know, our company dealing with AI since day one, since we started. So
yeah.
AI is not a new thing for us, but it's also
novel.
Yeah. But the thing is also very amazed to see the evolution, the speed up of the AI. So when we started, you know, using basic machine learning, now using this generative AI,
mm-hmm.
right? So people. Right now, they put the ChatGPT equal to AI.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the case, but I can live with that. So using a ChatGPT or generative AI, it's really, I'll say it's breakthrough point for us,
mm-hmm.
especially on the skincare side, because right now on the simulation, you know, generative AI is a little bit different from the traditional AI. Of course, you learn, but the most important part is it creates.
Mm-hmm.
It creates something.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do this, you know, Dr. K talk about before and after, so we can use in generative AI to create,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, what happened in 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a creation part. So right now, generative AI help us a lot. And then also we use a large language model,
mm-hmm.
which you can sort of like just take your narrative, like you can tell the machine,
mm-hmm.
and the machine can respond.
Yeah.
So I guess they will really like give us into the another level of leverage the AI.
Are there AIs that you're using at work or with your team that are super make you super efficient and you love them?
Yeah, of course. We're using ChatGPT and then Copilot, right? So the Microsoft
okay.
Copilot. And then we actually, in our cases, you know, it's a very famous one called DALL-E, right?
Yeah,
so
DALL-E.
DALL-E, that's basically they create the image. In our cases, we are create our own DALL-E.
Oh,
so okay. we have, we're using some... the AI model called diffusion
mm-hmm.
model,
mm-hmm.
you know, stable diffusion. Yes, so that's why we can also create it. We, I would say similar to DALL-E, but basically we have our own version.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I love it. I'm so impressed with the rapid growth. And I was listening to someone last night who said that in 5 years, coding will be obsolete. My daughter went to USC, also Viterbi,
yeah, okay.
computer science, software, coding. And this guy is saying, like, in 5 years, coding's going to be obsolete. You know, we'll have so much AI technology that you don't... AI needs to learn how to speak to humans.
Yes.
So humans don't have to invent coding languages to talk to computers. How interesting.
Yep, absolutely. So actually, I also my view, okay? So I've been dealing with AI and all kinds of things, also from Viterbi, you know,
yeah.
I'm Trojan.
He's
so,
also a Trojan, that's
yeah.
right, fight on.
Yes, fight on, I'm also a Trojan. So that's why I believe, ideally, okay, it will become a so-called augmented intelligent.
Yes.
So the humans still have the intelligence and the AI actually help augment it, make it even better.
Yes.
So that's why eventually create the productivity. So actually human being has more time to, you know, like enjoy the life.
Yeah.
And then you
to
use
daydream. More
yes.
time to daydream and be
yeah,
creative.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then create more stuff, more fun stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, human and the AI should really live side by side.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think I totally agree. Like, AI is not going to replace you. It's the humans who use AI that are going to replace you because more efficient.
Yes.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like, really able to ignite lots of energy and lots of projects.
Yes, yes. Just like in our cases, like, we still need a doctor,
mm-hmm.
like, using this tool
yeah.
to help. So it's not like, okay, you come into a machine and then they start talking.
I don't know. I worry because now the ChatGPT can pass the medical board exam and is probably smarter than a bunch of the doctors that I've, you know, met in real life. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but it's also a human part.
There is.
Yes, right.
Yeah, you still need that filter of what's practical, what's logical, how to actually speak like a real human. Are you concerned about facial scanning technology? Like right now, when I boarded my flight to go to the Anti-Aging World Congress, there was a sign at LAX that your face is being scanned. If you don't want your biometric data to be taken, step aside and call for an agent. And I thought, wow, we're here. So every airport has got biometric scanning going on, right?
Yes. Yeah. So actually, that's a good question. And also, this is a very sensitive topic. So our team, actually, we take care of your privacy identity from day one. So, you know, the way we design the product, it's interesting. So actually, we are not really, first is that we are not really collect. We don't need to. Because in airport, it's a face detection.
Yes.
They want to identify who you are.
Yes.
But in our cases, we don't really need to know who you are. Anonymous. We only want to know like your skin condition. So that's why we are trying to understand some, we call the, it's called a landmark.
Yes.
Okay. So we don't need to know you, who, we don't care who you are. We don't want to analyze your skin. And then the important thing here is we leave this data in your personal devices. We're using
the stored in your cloud. Anyway.
Yes, so we're using technology called edge computing. Mm-hmm. So all this calculation actually happen in your we call the edge devices, which is like your phone, iPad, PC, and then the we don't need to pass your information to the cloud. Mm-hmm. And also from the cloud side, it's an engine which has been pre-trained. Okay, so that's why we don't need to upload your faces. Identification into the cloud. So that's one thing which really keep us away from probably like violate your personal
privacy.
Yeah.
So is it considered HIPAA compliant?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Our
perfect
tool is a HIPAA compliance.
Yay.
And also our HIPAA compliance is a program. We are not like getting the certified say every half year or something like that. We have a program, it's a software, they constantly check to see if you somehow, for example, like today, if a developer makes a mistake, flag.
Okay.
Say, okay, please correct that. So that's how we're using HIPAA. So very important, we are HIPAA certified.
Yeah. I guess should human beings be worried that our facial data is being captured all around town? And who knows, what Google is doing with all of our digital data. The same thing can be happening every time we're looking at a webcam. Are they capturing our facial data?
Yeah.
They are?
I believe we should be concerned. Yeah, and then the people who has the power, I mean some of these technology company or government, they need to be responsible. It's more like accountability is really important. Mm-hmm. You own this data. You have the power. So that's why you need to act.
Yeah. I know in London that there's a group of crusaders who's like combating the use of biometric scanning. Like you can be walking on the sidewalk and the government is scanning your face and they're picking up data, which I'm sure they use for security purposes, for terrorism purposes, but they're also just getting everybody's data. Like over time, you'll have every face mapped.
Yes, it's like a Terminator, right? Skynet.
It really is, actually. It really is going to be like that. So, yeah, it'd be nice if technology and law caught up with each other and privacy rights and everything.
Yeah, so I just want to add one thing is we call ourselves, our AI is a beautiful AI.
Yeah.
What's the difference? What make our AI different from other AI? First is that we're using AI to serve the world, to make this world a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. We make you look beautiful, not skin. We give you, empower you. So that's one thing. Another thing is our beautiful AI will work with the human being.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to compete. So we are not going to collect your identification. So this AI is a benign. It's a nice AI. It's a beautiful AI. So that's why our founder, CEO, Alice Chen, the first, the day who, we found our company, we have this idea. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We want to make this our technology fun, playful, and serve the beauty lover.
I love that idea. And I think that the AI that's, we'll stop right there. Change the battery real quick. So I love that idea of beautiful AI. Like I really think our intentions and our goals and our community creating is going to flavor the AI that grows. Like if we have AI made on the dark web with all bad intentions, it's going to turn into a very evil computing system versus one that is always taught to improve human abilities and encourage human development and growth. What did you think of Gemini, Google's Gemini release, and the way that they incorrectly programmed scanning of faces? I don't know if you saw, there was a little dilemma that there was historical inaccuracies. They were trying to be so proactive and use so much racial diversity that they actually like unprogrammed true historical data. So for example, too many ethnic faces showed up in the George Washington scene on the Potomac, and it was, where's George Washington? There's no white faces there.
Yes, so I think that's one thing which I think there's a power of a generative AI, but also a pitfall of that. Because at some point in time, it's just running out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they've been doing. You don't know what I put they are thinking.
Yeah.
So that's why I come out something like that. So you can put the boundary, but the thing here is you don't know until you see that, and then you start putting the boundary. So that's why I believe... it's really, I guess, again, it's a responsibility. So I think Gemini AI is very powerful. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, because it's very powerful, that's why sometimes it can be out of control.
Yeah.
Okay, I personally feel a huge difference in between the Gemini and then this previously Bard.
Yes, huge.
Okay, huge. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I think I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how you harness its power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the creator, right? So we need to think about this. Just like when we create our technology, we need to set the boundary.
Definitely. And I think an interesting statistic that 14% of women were coders that are building this technology that creates AI faces. So as we define beauty, it's going to be 80% defined by the male gaze. And it's really a very female-facing industry, makeup, beauty, aesthetics.
Yes.
So I think that there's going to be a real need to push for some female viewpoint. So.
Absolutely. So that's why our company is doing that. Our CEO, co-founder is a female.
Yeah.
And then in our company, in general, 65% of the employees are female.
Wow, that's great.
In my organization, which is like American, actually it's 85.
Mm.
So we have a lot of female developer, coder, product manager. So that's why, one of this the event which happened in the USC this weekend, USC Women's Conference, our CEO will be on stage to talk about AI create for women and create by women.
I love that. I think that's so forward facing and so important.
Yes.
In aesthetics and plastic surgery, what are your thoughts about, you've seen a lot of the industry leaders, injectables, Botox, fillers. What are your thoughts on that?
I think, of course, we get more technology, the patient has more option, so they can choose. But again, education and empowerment. So I believe AI can serve this purpose. For example, like you do this simulation, instead of show you a photo of other people,
mm-hmm.
we can do this real-time simulation on your faces.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you do some non-invasive surgery, 40% improve, but what the 40% means? We can show you.
Yeah.
If you do some surgical operation, probably 70%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we give you some idea about 40% versus 70%, and you can make a decision.
That's nice. So I could maybe show a patient what it would look like to have a non-invasive thermi-tight office-based skin tightening, minimally invasive. You'd get this amount of neck lifting versus let me take you to the OR and do a neck lipo versus a whole neck lift.
Yes.
That would be a beautiful thing if you can create that for me, Wayne.
So that's why we are, in the process of creating that, and also education, empowerment. That's super important.
What I really want to see is technology that's like Star Trek that scans the face. It tells me how much facial muscle atrophy there is, how much fat pad change, like from when age 20 to age 50 when your face kind of has deflation and gravity. So I'd love to see that analysis, but I guess that requires, vision, ChatGPT vision to see underground, like x-ray vision.
Yeah, so actually that's an interesting question, because every time if you our customer or our brand partner asks our CEO, can we do this, can we do that? We always say, yes, everything is possible, especially on the AI side. We need to have data, meaningful data, and we need the professional, like a doctor, dermatologist to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much that's how the process. And then you know, as a technology company, we can make things happen.
Yes, yes, I love that. Well, I have so many ideas. We have to chat more.
Yes, yeah, we'll definitely work together.
Definitely. What do you envision the next big advance to be in terms of facial scanning with Perfect Corp and skin analysis?
Yeah, so I think next one is to really put all these pieces together. Mm-hmm. We have a makeup, we have skincare, we have a hair, we have a fashion. Mm. So ideally, of course the AI, we call it the machine, can look at you and then look at the weather, look at the humidity, look at the UV index, look at your water quality, and then everything put it together, I give you a recommendation today.
Wow, kay. I think that would be great. Yes. This is really like that cartoon, The Jetsons. Did you ever watch The Jetsons growing up?
No.
Well, you have to watch it, because it's exactly what you're talking about. You wake up and the little robot in your closet hands you your outfit, scans you, fixes your hair, does all the work. So someday.
Yeah, someday.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming all the way to LA, and I hope you guys have a great women's conference at USC. Tell the audience, where can they find you and connect with Perfect Corp?
Yeah, so of course you can get into our website. It's perfectcorp, CORP.com. Okay, you can get lots of information. You can get a demo. You can see the case study. And also, if you want to contact me, Wang Liu, you can just search and probably the linking. I'm pretty active on linking, so you can connect me there. Yeah.
Amazing. And I just want to tell you guys, this is so fun that I'm getting to meet you, Wayne, because I've been lecturing with slides all about Perfect Corp for like 2 years, because I think that this technology is fastest and best for skin scanning.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you for having me. And also, you know, technology provider, we need a professional to guide us where to go, okay, what this product should look like. So that's why it's perfect to partner with you.
That's it. This industry is amazing. So much fun ahead. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing skincare. And pretty soon, I'm going to have studies that show you exactly the degree of skin quality changes. That's going to be awesome. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.